A reprieve today for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. London's High Court has decided that it won't allow him to be extradited to the United States, at least not immediately. U.S. prosecutors want to put him on trial for espionage and one of the biggest security breaches in American history. But judges in London, where Assange is being held in a high-security prison, ruled today to delay that. NPR's Lauren Fryer has been following all of this and joins us now live. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, Debbie.
The High Court has just published its ruling. What does it say?
So the judges say that they believe Assange has grounds for appeal on three of the nine arguments his lawyers made. So they're delaying his extradition, basically, giving the U.S. government 3 weeks to send assurances that Assange would get a fair trial. And the judges are asking specifically for three things. One, that he is covered by the First Amendment, which protects free speech, that his nationality, Australian, won't make a difference, that he'll be entitled to all the legal protections that a U.S. citizen would have, and third, that he won't face the death penalty. So judges will come back on May 20th to review whatever the UK government sends them and then decide whether to grant Assange an appeal.
I think you meant to say whatever the US government sends them.
That's right, the US government. Sorry. Yeah.
So how do we interpret this? Is this a victory for Assange?
It's a partial victory. I mean, his lawyers wanted the judges to grant an appeal immediately. They didn't do that. They also could have stepped back, though, and cleared his way for extradition, and they didn't do that either. Assange's wife, Stella Assange, was outside the court. She said she is disappointed with this judgment today.
Julian is a political prisoner. He is a journalist, and he is being persecuted because he exposed the true cost of war in human lives.
She calls the case against her husband politically motivated because of the leaked documents that he's published over the years.
So let's get a refresher here. Remind us what those documents were which triggered U.S. authorities to file the espionage charges against him in the first place.
So this was in 2010. WikiLeaks published hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. government documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. There was this famous video of a U.S. helicopter killing civilians in Iraq. For a lot of Americans, these documents really changed their minds about those wars. Now, the Army intelligence analyst who leaked those files, Chelsea Manning, did 7 years in prison and was then released by then-President Barack Obama. But Assange was never pardoned, and instead faces 17 espionage charges and an additional charge of computer misuse.
Wasn't there a sexual assault case as well?
Yes, good memory. So that's actually why he was arrested in the first place. Two women in Sweden accused him of rape and sexual assault. He jumped bail in that case, spent 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy here, and then the past 5 years in prison, also in London. So the Swedish charges have since been dropped, but these U.S. charges remain.
What is Assange's defense now going forward?
So his lawyers have always called this case politically motivated, and they also say that he's a publisher and that the case sets a dangerous precedent for journalists like you and me to be charged with espionage if we publish leaked documents, even if they're in the public interest. And so that's why Reporters Without Borders and other press freedom groups have joined Assange's defense. Now, the U.S., though, does not consider Assange a journalist. Prosecutors say that he endangered the lives of Iraqis and Afghans who were working with the U.S. with that military leak. And so we will be watching to see how U.S. authorities respond to today's ruling, what assurances they give, and then whether the British court finds that sufficient and you know, what it does when it meets again on May 20th. I think we'll probably be talking then again.
Great. Thank you. That's NPR's
You're
Lauren
welcome.
Fryer in London.